Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Monday morning. Three big things. Shocker basketball team will play a national invitation tournament, the NIT. Taking on Furman Wednesday. Wichita City Council will hold an evening meeting Tuesday to allow public input on new stadium plans. Funeral today for WSU President John Bardo with a public on-campus procession and private service. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see a traffic slowdown on Kellogg right now. Watch out on Kellogg starting somewhere around the Meridian Edwards exit area eastbound. Things are traffic volume is just getting really heavy right there, and so things slowing down a little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 60 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 40. Tuesday, 40% chance for rain and a high of 59. Now, partly cloudy, northeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 39 degrees. The weather is brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. And the Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Make it 7:47. Boom, just there. Now, Ted, it's Monday, and spring break's over, so the kids are going back to school. You know, so I guess we should say a reminder. Watch those crosswalks. You know, the blinking yellow lights.
Yep, they'll be back on after a week off. Yeah.
And, you know, slow down. Give them a little room there. An appeals court will consider the constitutionality of a struck-down Kansas statute that had required people to provide documents providing U.S. citizenship before they could register to vote. Very controversial, and today there's going to be something going on in the courts about this. A three-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments today in Salt Lake City in a case with national implications for voting rights. At issue, a legal challenge to a voter registration statute requiring people to provide documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate, passport, and naturalization papers, which we've gone through, right? Kansas is appealing a ruling last year that found its law violated the constitutional right to vote. State faces an uphill battle to resurrect the law championed by former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who led Donald Trump's now-defunct Voter Fraud Commission. So this is the law that was passed by the legislature in Kansas, was shut down by a court, and now the state is appealing that decision.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, we'll see how
that is
appeals.
Really something, isn't it?
It sure is.
Wow.
Well, we'll see how things go out in Salt Lake.
Okay. All right.
Maybe sending the Jayhawks out there for basketball will help
That'll
our
help.
Cause.
May,
we'll see
it
if
it may
they,
help out in the courts there. The S&P 500 rose to a new high for the year Friday as resurgent technology stocks closed out their best week in 4 months.
Technology. Yeah.
Solid gains. The S&P climbed 14 points. The Dow rose 138 points, and the NASDAQ was up 57 points. Former coal baron Don Blankenship is suing several news outlets and media personalities, claiming he was defamed during his failed bid for a U.S. Senate seat in West Virginia. Blankenship's suit was filed in Mingo County, West Virginia. It names the Associated Press among other large media companies. Blankenship is the former CEO of Massey Energy. He is seeking $12 billion in damages.
Yikes.
That's billion with a B.
That's a lot of defaming.
It sure is. Anyway, I don't know how far he'll get with it because, you know, proving that the media has defamed you is kind of tough to do. Most of the time the judges say First Amendment, blah, 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 and, you know, take if you're any kind of a public figure, You take your best shot. That's all there is to
I
it.
Guess. Carol Burnett won that lawsuit National Enquirer.
Yeah, but, she won one, didn't she?
But like you said, I'm not coming up with many examples.
Not too many.
No.
Not too many. Just a gentle reminder, tax filing deadline less than a month away now. Had dinner last night with two accountants.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
My daughter and her
husband. Oh, it's your family.
Daughter
okay.
and
well,
her husband.
Never mind.
Yeah, they're never too excited. They're pretty. My grandson, Nolan, who's, 18 or 19 now? I was chiding him about his doing his tax return, if he was going to have mm-hmm. his mom and dad do it for him.
Ah, well.
Or if he'd go online and just do the old, you know, the easy, what is it, the 1040, the easy form. I said, how much do you have any interest?
You have no idea. You don't even do your taxes.
I know.
You have
I
no idea what
have
these forms are.
Nolan, do you have any interest from stocks and bonds you need to declare? What are your deductions? He says, I don't have any. So I said, it should be easy for you. All right. 750 now, coming up on 751. Stephen.
What tax is he? Oh, I guess he does have income, doesn't he?
Oh, sure. He's got a job.
He did have a job.
He's
okay.
got a job, and he's got a good job. And he's got tip money he's got to declare, I guess. That's where he makes most of his money in
okay.
tips. Boeing's looking at a software fix for the troubled 737. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, just weeks after the crash of a Boeing 737 in October, the company met with the pilots' unions at Southwest and American Airlines. Boeing officials said the company would be updating the software on the 737 MAX jets by the end of 2018. Of course, months later, the carrier's still waiting for a fix. Regulators have said the fix would be ready by April. The delay is part of the intense scrutiny over Boeing's response to two 737 MAX crashes. Winfield Plastics Company has a new owner. Western Industries Plastics Products changed hands from Spaceside Equity, LLC, to Little John Capital, LLC. Western designs and manufactures premium blow mold and finish products and components. They serve a number of industries, including furniture, sports and leisure, transportation, lawn and garden, and industrial uses. Terms of the deal, of course, not disclosed. Wichita State University, KU, are in the top 100 of engineering grad schools, according to the U.S. News & World Report. WSU and KU tied with nine other schools at number 95 in the country. K-State ranks 111th. 214 engineering schools that have doctoral programs were surveyed. University of Colorado at Boulder ranked number 31. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State ranked number 106. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And today, as we've been reporting in our news, services for Dr. John Bardo, Wichita State University president, who died last week. And you and I were talking, was it Thursday or Friday? Last week we talked about the fact that this man's going to have he's had an impact.
Right.
And it's a long-lasting impact on that university and the campus and everything else. And we're going to miss this guy, I think.
There's no doubt about it. He had a vision, and he moved quickly to implement that vision.
Yeah, and one of the other visions we have in this is that stadium that's attracted, downtown stadium's attracted so much attention. In that,
right.
And people I talk to, they say they're not really that concerned about, you know, selling 4 acres to the ball team or whatever as much as, why didn't we know about this before? You know, it's
the process, I think, that has people kind of caught off guard about that.
Transparency, we call it. National Sloppy Joe Day. You know what these are. You've eaten a sloppy Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my wife hasn't made sloppy Joes for quite a while. I like sloppy Joes. I wish she'd make them. You know, when they used it down at the Red Cross, when you gave blood, you could eat sloppy Joes down there.
Big old sloppy Joe.
They had
Joe,
a volunteer lady who came in there for like 30 years and made these things all day, every day.
Yep.
And I told somebody I had the record for, I think, 8 sloppy Joes after after I...
Well, it was a staple of our 1970s cuisine was Manwich.
That's right. Manwich. Sloppy Joe.
Well, more than just a sandwich, it's a meal.
It's a Manwich.
You're right. There are different claims to the origin of the sloppy Joe. In Havana, Cuba, in the 1930s, there was a genuine bartender who gained popularity with vacationers who went by the name of Sloppy Joe, a bartender. He earned his name for his less than enthusiastic way of cleaning the bar.
Ooh.
Apparently,
okay, yeah.
Sloppy Joe was sloppy. He was, however, an attentive bartender.
Oh. Okay.
And the bar was a hot spot for the jet set back in the 30s. Mm. Probably Hemingway was down there going to Ernest Hemingway, Sloppy Joe's bar. Anyway, there you go. Everything you need to know today about Sloppy Joes. All right.
But why is it called that? Did he invent it? Did he serve it? What's the connection?
I don't know. It doesn't say. They just say that's the origin.
All right.
We need more investigation. Maybe an ABC Network 2020 or something.
There you go.
60 Minutes, the origin of the Sloppy Joe. Go and interview people. Anyway, I like them. I wish I could eat one more, have one more often, but my wife hasn't. I don't think she made Sloppy Joes for me maybe twice in our.
You know, it's not difficult. You could pick up a pan and do that.
Oh, you talking to me or Ted?
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
It was out last night with my family eating at one of our fine advertisers, Savoots, last night, where Shelley and I went on our first date. Man. And not much has changed. When it came time to pay the bill, I had to ask for some pocket change so I could pay somebody a nice tip there.
Oh, man.
It's a standing joke, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's about it. It's perfect.
And it was funny about four times ago. Listen,
it brings a tear to our eye.
Yeah, sure does.
Bless your heart.
7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up here at the 8 o'clock hour, we have in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, we're going to have an update on the services for President Bardo. Ted's got sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, March Madness is here this week. We'll tell you about the Wildcats, the Jayhawks, and the Shockers, and where they're going this week, coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
Yeah, we'll recap the weekend at the box office and see who came out on top once again. We'll get to that all. Entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
Traffic and weather coming up as well. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.